Wisconsin will be getting at least $219 million from a settlement with a company that owns Instagram and Facebook. That's after multiple states sued, accusing Meta of designing its apps to be addictive to children. It's Thursday, August 27th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, Democrat David Crowley is leading Republican Tom Tiffany by 5 points in the first look at voters' thoughts on Wisconsin's governor's race since the primary election. That's according to a new poll by Marquette Law School. And we'll hear how farmers facing tough economic conditions are keeping old equipment running as they try to keep costs down. Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
Wisconsin expects to get hundreds of millions of dollars from a recently announced settlement with the company that owns Instagram and Facebook. As Sarah Lear reports, that's after multiple states sued, accusing Meta of harming kids' mental health.
As part of the agreement, Meta will make changes for users under 18. As Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call explains, that includes imposing mandatory pauses and setting daily two-hour time limits.
The goal of that is to help interrupt what my kids would refer to as doom scrolling.
Meta has agreed to pay up to $17 billion over 10 years to the states that sued. For its share, Wisconsin will get at least $219 million. Call says the money will be spent to help kids be safe online. That could include digital literacy counselors and mental health grants to schools. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
In the race for governor, Democrat David Crowley is leading Republican Tom Tiffany by 5 points among likely voters. That's according to a new poll by Marquette Law School. It found Crowley with 49% of the vote to Tiffany's 45. But that advantage shrinks when polling all registered voters, said Charles Franklin, who leads the poll.
You could either come away with a modest Crowley advantage by about 5 points or a dead tie.
Somewhere between a third and a half of all independent voters remain undecided, and Democrats are less enthusiastic about voting than Republicans. That's partly due to dissatisfaction with the Democratic Party and partly led by disappointed supporters of Francesca Hong, who narrowly lost the nomination to Crowley. But even those voters say they're still planning to vote for Crowley in November. Wisconsin has joined 24 other states in suing the U.S. Postal Service over a new rule that would restrict mail-in voting. The lawsuit comes after the Supreme Court paved the way for an executive order by President Donald Trump to move forward earlier this week. That order would establish a list of eligible voters and let the Postal Service only send ballots to those on the list. It would also let the Postal Service dictate how ballots are designed. That order is still being disputed in courts. In the new lawsuit filed on Wednesday, states argued that the Postal Service is illegally taking election administration authority away from states. They say it's placing an impossible burden on election administrators and state agencies. The states participating in the lawsuit are asking for the rule to be struck down and temporarily blocked while it's in court. The November midterm elections are in 10 weeks. The first ballots must be mailed to overseas and military voters in 3 weeks, according to federal law. Governor Tony Evers has formally requested a disaster declaration from President Donald Trump for damage caused by a tornado that ripped through the Fox Valley in late July. As Joe Schultz reports, the governor's office made the announcement yesterday.
The EF3 tornado was among the severe storms that caused widespread damage across 4 counties. The governor's report to the president says more than 2,000 residential buildings were damaged. That includes 84 that were completely destroyed. More than 600 of those homes were in the city of Menasha. It was the hardest hit community. Austin Hammond is the city's mayor. He says federal assistance is paramount to the recovery.
This storm really turned our community upside down in a lot of ways, just with the utter destruction that it caused.
Preliminary damage assessments show the total cost of the damage to residential buildings is estimated to be more than $8.2 million. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An administrative law judge has found that a permit for a large livestock farm in Pierce County does not adequately protect groundwater. As Daniel Kading reports, the decision comes after local residents and a grassroots group challenged the state's decision.
Pierce County residents and grassroots organizing Western Wisconsin petitioned for a contested case hearing on a modified permit for Ridge Breeze Dairy. The concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO, is expanding to roughly 6,500 cows. An administrative law judge sent the permit back to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for additional conditions to ensure groundwater standards are met. Groves field organizer Danny Akinson says it's a step forward for residents.
This decision at least makes sure that there will be some provisions put in place to protect their groundwater.
Greg Wolf with Breeze Dairy Group says the decision will mean more testing and cost, but the farm is committed to protecting groundwater and the environment. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Some Kenosha area residents are speaking out against a planned Microsoft data center in the city. Evan Casey has more.
Microsoft announced last year it had purchased around 240 acres in Kenosha for a data center, but few details have been shared since. A city website says the company still has to finish a site plan. It says the project is in its early stages, but some area residents are pushing for a data center moratorium. Sage Holloway is with Kenoshans Unite Against Microsoft Data Center. She says there's a lack of transparency around the project.
I feel like there is a world where the residents of Kenosha who oppose this data center could have enough information to feel confident moving forward, and we just don't feel that way.
The city signed an NDA with Microsoft in 2024, but it has since been terminated. A spokesperson for the company said, quote, "We'll be sure to share more information with the community as soon as we have a development plan for this site." Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After the break, some farmers are keeping their costs down by keeping their old equipment running. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio brings the state together. With reports from our eight bureaus around the state, WPR is your connection to the pulse of Wisconsin. We are your source for in-depth news from Wisconsin, the U.S., and the world.
Farming is expensive, and it's this year. It's gotten even pricier with the rising cost of fertilizer and fuel. Equipment prices have also reached historic highs. Because of that, many farmers are choosing to fix their old tractors and combines instead of buying new. Harvest Public Media's Emma George Griffin reports.
If you visit Kellogg Family Farms in central Michigan, you'll see hundreds of acres of soybeans, century-old barns, and piles of old machinery.
Some of the equipment we'll never use again.
That's Dennis Kellogg, the sixth-generation owner of Kellogg Farms.
But it's amazing how if I need a part or something that's similar that'll work on even a different brand, I'm able to go and find something that'll work.
Kellogg likes working on older equipment. He says it's easier and cheaper to repair machinery that's not computerized. But in recent years, it's become more of a necessity.
More than likely, we'd update if we had financial resource and the justification for it. We have a budget. We have to live within.
Kellogg and other farmers are coping with a tighter farm economy. With trade uncertainty and rising costs, producers don't have much more to spend on machines that can cost upwards of $1 million. Farm equipment sales have declined by more than 20% this year, according to data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Drew Kinsey is an agriculture research analyst at the University of Missouri. While he says more farmers are now relying on old equipment, it's been a trend for years.
We go back 50 plus years ago, then it was much more common for every farm up and down the road to have new equipment.
He says until the late 90s, technological advancements made older machines obsolete. Now, Kinsey says even decades-old machines have the bare-bone capabilities to get the job done. Plus, he says new technology can even be installed in older equipment.
It's really been pretty revolutionary in the last 20 years as far as, you know, enabling farms to have older equipment still be competitive with the latest and greatest.
In Paducah, Kentucky, Donnie Edwards and his son have a repair shop on their 2,000-acre farm. That's especially handy since Edwards says new equipment is just too costly right now.
It's a tough pill to swallow. Well, you need to spend another $100,000 on computerized stuff for your combine, tractor, sprayer, everything that goes with it. But you're not going to make all that much more money.
Edward says he taught his son to repair equipment, knowing it's becoming almost a survival skill in farming. But by forgoing new technology, farmers may lose out on efficiency. That's according to Doug Hauser, who specializes in digital agriculture at Iowa State University. He says farmers have to be extremely intentional when deciding what services and equipment are worth investing in.
A lot of farmers right now are stepping back and trying to figure out their equipment plans, whether it's more maintenance or if it's time to trade into maybe not new paint, but maybe some used, updated equipment.
Some farmers are sidestepping big purchases, like combines, by hiring out part of their work. Laura Hafner harvests grain for farmers from Texas to North Dakota. She says it can be a cheaper alternative for farmers who don't want to repair or pay for costly upgrades.
Oftentimes, farmers only engage in harvesting for a short period of time. While they might use it for several weeks or maybe a month, the rest of that year, that equipment's going to sit in the shed or in the lot, not doing anything. It's not making money.
The service is a good option for some farmers, but it doesn't work for everyone. For many farmers, mending their old equipment is one way to stay afloat for now, until the farm economy improves. I'm Emma George Griffin, Harvest Public Media.
This story is part of Tough Times, a Harvest Public Media series looking at the economic stress that many American farmers are facing. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Wisconsin Public Radio. And now for a check of the forecast. Sunny to partly cloudy and mild today with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. And then tonight, clear to partly cloudy with some patchy fog possible and lows expected in the mid-40s to mid-50s. And for Friday, partly cloudy and continuing to be mild with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. And that's all for Wisconsin Today Morning News on this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And special thanks to our producer today, Rob Mentzer. We'll see you back here tomorrow for more Wisconsin news.